All right, let's let the Liberty County School Board regular meeting of Tuesday, February the 13th, 2024, come to order, please. Next, open with prayer and a pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Beaumont.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this opportunity to come out tonight, conduct school business. We pray, God, for discerning hearts, wisdom, and discernment, Lord, to do what is right. Pray you'd help us to have unity tonight, Father. Thank you, God, for everybody that's here. Bless each family that's represented. Be a blessing to them. And we pray these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, moving right along to recognition presentation. I don't think we have any. Next is public comment. We've got two, I believe. Ms. Christina Van.
Extreme risk that they're taking with young people, with their own employees, the risk of how parents are affected, and with the entire school district. Reading under Florida statutes that specifically govern corporal punishment in public school chapters 1002, point section 20, paragraph 4, item C, number 2. A district school board having a policy authorizing the use of corporal punishment as a form of discipline shall review its policy on corporal punishment once every 3 years. During a district school board meeting held pursuant to subchapter 1001.372, the district school board shall take public testimony at the board meeting if such board meeting is not held in accordance with the subparagraph. The portion of the district school board policy authorizing corporal punishment expires. Continuing under chapter 1001, section 372, item number 2C, mentioned previously, for the purpose of the section, due public notice shall consist of publication in a newspaper of general circulation in the county or in each county where there is no newspaper of general circulation in the county, an announcement over at least one radio station whose signal is generally received in the county a reasonable number of times daily for 24 hours immediately preceding the day of the school date of such meeting, or by posting a notice in the courthouse doors if no newspaper is published in the county at least 2 days prior to the meeting. There have been two public records requests filed since August with school, since school began, one in November and one in January. I have them both. The January public request asked for the most current dates corporal punishment policies were reviewed and authorized or at a school board meeting. The school district provided information from the school board meeting from January 30th of 2018 with corporal punishment on the agenda, and reportedly again on July 11th of 2023, which incidentally is a 5-year span. Yet the law requires every 3 years for review. The district did not give due notice to publish either of the meetings during either time period, and the school board did not take any public testimony regarding corporal punishment policies during the meeting. And did not even ask for any public testimony, particularly during the July 11th, 2023 school board meeting. So the policies have not yet been reviewed or authorized as the law dictates. All of this is a matter of record with violations of 3 years, no public testimony, and no public due notice of the board meeting. Simply holding meetings, voting on the student parent school handbook or student code of conduct, and posting minutes of the school board's meeting with your agenda on the website is not in compliance with Florida law statutes. Extreme risk, bad choices, and being reckless with discipline policies makes it a real possibility for legal action, including class action lawsuits, which may be filed regarding hundreds of school students paddled over the district over many years. Policies can also be considered unsafe when even one victim of violence interprets their physical corporal punishment treatment as improper. Then you have to see the danger in this, and that is more than enough reason to stop it. Nobody knows the strength that a former professional male athlete may have when he wields a wooden board in his hands and hits a high school teenage female when it's against her parents' wishes. In closing, there are many things that I'd like to say to you all, but time limits restrict me. But what I can say to you as the Liberty County School Board is your corporal punishment policies are expired, and they have been for quite a while. It's time to make the right choice and abolish corporal punishment here in Liberty County Schools.
Thank you, ma'am. Next up is Mr. James McNulty.
Nulty. My name is James McNulty, and I am a visitor here today. Thanks for welcoming me. I've lived in Florida since I was a 12-year-old boy. My parents were military. They settled in Walton in Okaloosa County, where corporal punishment was rampant. Every day, I witnessed it, received it, and it continued all the way through high school. So it's nothing compared to what was back then. I still wanted to become a teacher. So I enrolled in college, and on my third year in college, they allowed student teaching. So as I went to this elementary school for the year to do that, I was a teacher for disabled students. The disabled students were also paddled. It was an everyday thing. So not only did I have the hostility when I was a young boy, it continued right through into college. I told the professor that I was going to change the major from which I was going to become a school teacher, and I no longer wanted to do this type of thing because I never wanted to be a teacher in a county where this kind of violence existed. That was a catalyst for me, but I got away from it for many years. But for the last 10 years, this has been my life's passion. You're not the first school district, and not the worst by any means, with the corporal punishment incidents. But you have a problem here. And the problem is that, just as Mrs. Mann was talking about, that you're not following the Florida statutes. You're doing some of them, but you're not following the rest of them. And they both go hand in hand. If you don't follow all of it, then what do you have? You have discipline policies that are actually could be considered illegal. So how many years have you been doing this? How many years have you been holding school board meetings without having public testimony, without having public due notice, without doing the things that are required to do by law? We're not making it up. You have that in front of them. That is what you're supposed to follow. That's not what's been followed here. So this is not the world of yesterday. This is the world of today. And I'm not referring to any particular individual, but we have corrupt cops, counselors, coaches, principals, pastors, priests, gay, straight, and everything in between teaching and running our schools. Some people have a dark side to this issue. It's never discussed. It's there. It's reality. So you really don't need this type of liability here. You really don't need people standing in front of you like me or angry parents. You don't need civil and human rights involvement. This issue, however, will not go away until you make it go away. It's not the actual issue itself. Corporal punishment's legal in Florida, but it's legal here in this building, but if I step across the street, it's called assault and battery. I don't understand where you don't see that that's wrong. Age should not matter. We're talking about kindergarten children all the way through seniors in high school. Okay, you've been doing this for a long, long time. I don't know how many years. I went back plenty of years to look. 90% of the United States does not do this. 80% of Florida has abolished it. Just last year, two states abolished it.
Mr. Van, your time's up, okay. Sir.
We'll get it stopped in Florida. My only wish is for all of you to live to see the day that happens. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. Moving right along to item number four, superintendent's report, Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A couple things here. We had two wonderful programs last Friday at both of our K-8 schools. At Toller, we had Ties and Tierras. Mr. Rob said had over 300, maybe even more than that, that participated. Had the Hosford Hoedown in Hosford. Those two events are really wonderful for our school-parent relationships. Parents get involved, they're there, they're participating, and the kids had a ball, adults had a ball, the communities have a ball, so we really appreciate it. It's another thing to do when you're already busy this time of year, but I appreciate our school leadership at all of our schools that do these things. Regional semifinal basketball game tomorrow night for our girls. We play Blountstown again. That's been our nemesis all year, and I hate it's on a Wednesday night. I really do, but that's FHSA makes the rules. So, early release for students tomorrow on Valentine's Day. The rest of the day will be filled with professional development for the rest of our staff. No work next Monday in observance of President's Day on February the 19th. Today I subbed for Principal Davis and Assistant Principal Summers. Hosford, they had a training at PAC. I think Jeff's subbing tomorrow. Had a blast. Got to extract DNA from strawberries today. I'd never done that before, not even in college, and it was exciting. So with her 7th grade science class. I'll be subbing for Ms. Hannah Gingrich next Tuesday at Toller. She was the winner of the sub for a day during teacher appreciation last May, so she is cashing that in, so she'll have a 4-day work weekend, so I told her we'd handle that. I got a call from a guy named Scott Mixon at Georgia Pacific. They've been a wonderful partner with our schools in providing material, OSB board, just about anything we've needed in the past. He called from Perry, said we're not doing enough, we want to do more, and I said okay. So he's coming to meet with me next Wednesday to discuss about being more involved in our schools, and I'm excited about that. We're very appreciative to our business partners like that. Last week, our Liberty County High School culinary class did a phenomenal job serving lunch for the Florida Senate. That was at the request of the Senate. President of the Senate, Ms. Kathy Pasadomo, went ahead and booked them for next year. She'll be Senate President again next year. Phenomenal. I made a good Facebook post on it. Great food. James got to eat some of that when they hosted our PAC meeting, and they had pretty much, James, the same menu, and it was a hit with those senators. They put some our state dessert is strawberry shortcake, and they put that in some mason jars, and they thought that was the cutest thing. So we had banana pudding and strawberry shortcake in mason jars, and they said y'all are awesome. So I think Shelly done a wonderful job. So when y'all see her, y'all visit schools, let her know how proud we are, because she did a really, really good job. Talk to Robert Turner. I think Jody, he might have reached out to you, or you've talked to him. He's wanting to pick up all of our school news for the county record. Y'all know that's a Calhoun County paper, kind of has been, you know, because we've had the journal. But he's a Liberty County resident, and so he has really reached out. So we had a principal meeting yesterday, got all his contact information to send our, you know, the good things that are happening. And he has plastered Liberty County stuff on the front. I don't know if y'all saw last week's paper, but very appreciative to have that resource for us to let people know the good news. Office of Safe Schools made an impromptu visit a few weeks ago at Hosford. I had put on a Monday message, be ready, and I think they came that day or the next day. They had been in Taylor County. Ricky can tell you a little bit more about it, but they've got people who are just going around the state, showing up at schools unannounced, which is fine. We're fine with that. We're okay with that. We're in total compliance. We have to be ready for those kind of visits. They'll drive around, Ricky can tell you, they'll drive around your campus, they'll check gates and all before they ever come on campus. They're checking around, taking pictures and stuff. I just appreciate the job Ricky does and making sure all of our drills are done and documented. That's the main thing, is are you doing what you're supposed to do between those visits? So they'll be back. It's not a if they come back, it's when they come back. So this is their second stint coming through here. Our legislative appropriation of $985,000 is in the Senate budget, which is the sweet spot that it really needed to be in. So it is not presently in the House budget. I've talked with Patrick Bell, our lobbyist, and he said that will get fixed in committee. There's a lot of stuff that they, you know, so it's the bartering back and forth of what they do. So it'll be should be picked up in the House side on it during the committee time, and they're getting ready to do that. Culpeper's hoping to have power, hopefully, to the softball field sometime this week. We've got home game on February 22nd, so they have to have power going to be able to power the lights because that's currently disconnected, but they've got a lot of work done, but there's still a lot of work to do. And then there's preseason baseball tonight. In Bluntstown, we play Franklin at 7:30 tonight in a preseason game. So after the board meeting, if you want to trek over there, they'll be playing ball. Any questions? All right, Mr. Chair, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Moving right along to item number 5, addition and correction to the agenda. Need a motion to addition and correction to action item 9B. Sorry about that, guys. Let's go back to that thing. Need a motion to approve addition and correction to consent item 8B and E. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Ms. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B. Need a motion to approve addition and corrections to action item 9D. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Boone. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to add emergency items 10, A, B, C, D, and E. Motion?
Mr. Chair, can I interrupt you on that one?
Yes, ma'am.
I had given some recommendations on these, on the emergency item 10, A, and B, and I think I gave bad direction because B is not necessary. So I recommend that you do emergency item 10, B, because that action item is actually item 10A, if that makes any sense.
Okay, do we have a motion to delete item B on emergency items, consent item 10? Got a motion to delete item B?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion?
Yeah, but sure. That's going to go under A, under 10A?
Yeah, so basically 10B is not necessary. When we get to 10A, I'll explain a little bit better.
Okay.
All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 6, need a motion to approve agenda for February 13th, 2024. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 7, need a motion to approve January 16th, 2024, regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 8, consent items. Need a motion to approve the following January 2024 financial report and transaction, principal report, financial statements. We did not have any budget amendments. And bills and payroll. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve February 2024 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve February 2024 out of field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve February 2024 update sublist. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve February 2024 update supplement list with additions and corrections. We have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve updated personnel list. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item nine, need a motion, item A, need a motion to approve Liberty County Sheriff's Office Guardian Program FDOE Project Award Notification for a program period of 7/1 to 23 through the 8th to 31st to 24. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Mr. R. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve School Improvement Support Plan FDOE Project Award Notification for program period of 11/1 to 23 through the 9th to 30th to 24. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any approve? Disapprove? Motion carries. Next is item C. Need a motion to approve drop request to Selena Tannis Odom, effective March the 1st, 2024, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than February the 28th of 2032. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve school calendar for 24 through 25 with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to create substitute driver supplement in the amount of $10,000. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion?
Yeah, how many of you got biting on this so far? Mr. Kevin?
That there is just, nobody really, that's just a full-time sub for just driving every day, trying to save district money. And then the other one y'all approved, the 15 that you already approved, I got a bunch. They really want, and I've had 4 or 5 people tell me they get their license.
All right, how about teachers? You had any interest in that, coaches or anybody else?
Ms. Sewell was driving for us. Mr. Schuler at the high school has notified me he wants to do it. And Kent Rogers, yes.
Thank you.
Rogers said we got that he's about to do it.
Good deal.
I really appreciate what y'all done. That really has helped transportation. It's unreal how it's helped. And paying everybody, Mr. Sewell, Willis, I mean, that's really, really helped the situation.
Good.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Next item F, need a motion to approve advertised substitute driver supplement. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item F, G. Need a motion to create school bus safety inspector reporting supplement in the amount of $5,000. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Morris, second by Mr. Singletary. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item H, need a motion to advertise school bus safety inspector reporting supplement. Have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Jody? Mr. Singletary? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Can I ask just one question?
Yes, sir.
On this school bus safety inspector, are we going to be able to have more than just one?
I hope so. Yes, sir.
Because if we train one, he decides to leave and...
Yes, sir.
We really want to incentivize it to have two. That way, if one leaves, one's sick, one can't fulfill the responsibilities that the runner-up will
every do. 30 school days. School days now, not every 30 days. Every 30 days, then buses are used that have to be inspected by law.
Yeah.
Every 30 days. So we just keep a running tab. You know, we use the school calendar, and that's how we keep up with it.
Okay. Good.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I, Need a motion to create one middle school wrestling supplement in the amount of $2,100 for Hosford School. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, as I think Kyle...
Should have been, that's on me.
But these will be added to the supplement
Correct.
List for
Correct.
Further... Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Once they're approved, and this one we didn't advertise, I need to create and not...
Well, we've already had, obviously, Curry Ackland did it, so, and we should have done that in August when we decided to do the program, so.
But once those are approved, it'll be on the updated one.
Yeah, but that's on me.
Tomorrow, I'll go through these items and I'll update everything that we got approved to reflect on the next one.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 10, emergency item. Item 8, need a motion to approve public hearing to discuss the adoption of Liberty County School Board policy. Have a motion?
Mr. Chair, can I address this item?
Yes, ma'am.
I ask that this item be put on here because there are certain Florida statutes that require periodic review of policies. And I ask that this item be put on here as a public hearing. The item, all of our board policies are online. This just gives a chance. When you go through and you adopt your policies or you new policies or you amend your policies, there's a statutory process you always follow. This is not that process. This is just a public hearing that I recommend that you hold to invite public comment on your current school board policies. So at this time, I recommend that you open a public hearing and invite public comment on all your current school board policies and give them a chance to comment. Any of you would like to comment on them? If there's no public comment, I recommend you close at the public comment and just move on to the next item. There may be times when, as I'm getting to know your policies, that I go through them and I might have more recommendations on various policies. But at this point, this is my recommendation now, is that you simply open a public hearing and invite public comment on your current Liberty County School Board policies.
All right. At this time, does anybody want to address the policy at this time?
We got to approve it first.
Got approved. All right. Need a motion to approve it?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second. Singletary. All right. And we open it. Any discussion? If not, we open a public hearing. Anybody like to address it?
Well, we'd still have to... announce it, correct, before we have that? Would we have to announce to the public or we just need to adopt this?
Well, at this point, I told you I'm going through all of your policies to study them. I may come back with further recommendations, but at this point, we just noticed this is a blanket public hearing inviting public comment on your current policies.
Okay.
Anybody else like to address it?
Be right now if anybody had an address.
Yeah.
If there's no public comment, you can close the public hearing.
Right, at this time, we make a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Mr. Moore, second. Mr. Jody. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item B has been deleted. Moving right on to item C. Need a motion to approve Panhandle Area Education Consortium Skyward IS Court School District Agreement Contract Number 24-059. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving right on to D, item D. Need a motion to approve the Guardian Program, MOU, between the Liberty County Sheriff's Department and the Liberty County School Board. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Flowers, second. Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E, need a motion to approve Early Childhood Music Education Incentive Program, FDOE Project Award Notification for Program Period of 7-1 of 23 through the 6th of 30th of 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second. Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 11, board policy item. Item A, Need a motion to approve second reading of Liberty County School Board Policy, Volume 24, Number 2, November 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving right along to item 12, Board Member Concerns, Mr. Flowers.
On our transportation, on this new bus driver supplement, which I understand, if we hire one of these bus drivers in this position, if they miss a day, we gonna hire another sub-bus driver to take their place? They gonna lose any money? Tell me how that's going.
So what I presented, and I talked with Mr. Petty about, this is what I would like to see the board do, and I don't know if it was included. So right now, we pay $65 for a sub-driver. That, if you stay sub-drove every day, that'd be $11,700. We pay a $10,000 supplement to them now, so, you know, that's, but y'all just approved to up it to 15.
Right.
I'd like to reflect the sub-pay to be 85, that's 45 in the morning, 40 in the afternoon, and if that supplement driver does not show up that day, that money gets taken from them and paid for the sub, and it reflect, they get paid $85.
And I agree with that.
So at the end of the day, you know, Ms. Melanie, or y'all, the board and the superintendent, Mr. Petty, okay, this route is only gonna cost us $15,300, because 85 times 180 is 15,300. You can budget that, it'd never cost you one penny more than that.
If you do it that way.
If you do it that way. Because, you know, it's only fair, if we pay another sub, and they already get it, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna show you, for instance, right now, we got an open route, well, actually we got two, but just say we got one. If we do the 85, it's gonna cost us $15,300. Mr. Sewell, Mr. Willis, Mr. Davis, and Ms. Sewell are driving it right now. They said, we'll take care of it. So, you know, Sewell, say, Mr. Sewell drives for 30 days, whatever, we just pay them like we're doing right now, the $85, which will equal out to the $15,300, and makes it way easier on finance. You know, and then if we hire somebody permanently, they would get the same thing. Right now, I don't have anybody, you know, that can apply for it, other than one of them.
So unlike the full-time bus driver, you're not getting leave?
Right, they don't get leave.
Right.
Right.
So now, your full-time bus driver, we still have to pay for a sub.
Right.
But if they have supplement, I'm saying, like, right now, we got Ms. Sheila Well, Ms. Liddell Holland, and Ms. Tammy Pullum. Starting whenever this goes into effect, if they miss, the 85 goes to whoever sub-drove that day. That's what I'd like to see.
That's what it should be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. And then that way, the district can budget, right now, you can't budget what transportation's gonna cost, you don't have a clue how many days they gonna miss.
Yeah.
Now, you still got the problem with the, but as they retire, we will replace them with a...
Through attrition, we'll...
Yes, sir, and we'll have 10 supplement drivers, which will be benefit the school about $150,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'd like to see, and I don't know if that's how it is, but all we gotta do is up that pay to 85 and restrict that if they miss, just supplement drivers now, if they miss, they lose 85 that day.
Well, do we need to put that in a, I guess, an employment contract, whatever?
Correct.
When we advertise for this, it would be in there, yes, sir.
It'd be part of the advertisement.
Yep, part of the advertisement.
If they miss, they lose that 85 or that...
Correct.
Whatever that is.
Just don't get paid for the days that don't work.
And that's broken down mornings and evenings too, right?
Yes, sir, so it's 45, we always pay a little bit more in the morning, because it is a little harder, 45 in the morning, 40 in the afternoon. Right now, we pay 35 and 30. But, you know, now, the decision's gotta be made, if these new people, or these three people that's on the 10, if they go to 15, they need to understand, if they sign that they gonna go to 15, then they lose that money, or they could stay at 10. Am I not right?
That's right.
But if you don't miss, you don't want...
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't really miss, so...
Yeah.
Your supplement driver show up, they usually show up.
They're coming to work anyway.
Coming to work. That's a big advantage to that also.
So So are we going to pay them 85, or are we going to pay them 65? Do we need to discuss that further?
That's nice. We get finance. I would say you need to.
85.
Which ones now, James?
Any bus.
Move the sub pay from 65 to 85.
Right. We'd have to take action on it.
I would think so, yes, sir.
So, I mean, we can do that the next board meeting.
Yeah, let me.
I just want to be clear on that. What we're going to do, so in case some of them ask me, I can tell them, this is how it's going to work. Yeah, we want you to drive, but if you miss, it's going to be.
Right.
You're going to lose that day.
Right.
So, yeah, okay.
They don't. So Ms. Fowler, just saying, like an after-school teacher and all that's on a supplement, if they don't show up, they don't get paid either. So it'll be the same thing. That's the way they're doing it as well. And that's fair to the district.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, you full-time employees, they still going to get there because they can sign out.
Yeah. But through attrition, that.
Right. And we eliminate them as the years go on.
If you figured retirement, all the benefit stuff, it's about 140, like you said, about close to $150,000 savings.
Yeah. I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, I'd like to see the 85 go to 85.
Any other district trying to copy you now?
I'm sure it will.
I've talked a few. Bluntstown does something. They're trying to do something similar to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, y'all done right. It's a no-brainer, really, to save the district. In the long run, it's going to save the district money. Everyone you sign on, money ahead.
Yeah.
Makes it more
attractive
to the job.
Yeah, I will. All right. Well, I appreciate your job everybody's doing. Thank y'all. I'm ready to eat some of that culinary class cooking.
It was good.
It was good. Y'all ain't tried it. Y'all ain't tried it. I'm good.
Yoda?
Going back to Mr. Turner, he has for the last, I'd say, year. He has rung me up and texting even today, and I thank y'all for recognizing him because somebody in the public actually said we would love to see Liberty County in the paper a little more, not the only paper we have now. And I said, well, he would love to have us there. And so I'm glad to see that coming because he really, you just don't know how much he texts me. And it's like, who is this? Well, who? What is this? And every time I try to turn around.
He got the culinary picture with the Senate,
yes,
and we got him. Shelley got him
now. He's already on that. Just want to remind everybody that the groundbreaking for the credit unions are at 10 o'clock. Thomas has called and asked us, if possible, to please try and be there, represent Liberty County. This is a big thing for us and for Liberty County. I'm going to be representing, of course, but I would encourage.
I cannot be there. I got a PAC meeting tomorrow.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
But they call too, yeah.
Yeah, and I know it's a little late, but anyway, just anybody that can attend, please do so. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jim. I'd just like to give a shout out to the staff and the students. I know Mr. Petty's always putting on there where they won this competition or brought these medals home, and we're like, Tallahassee, where they're doing a great job. I'm proud of them.
I agree.
And staff. That's it for me. Mr. St. Clair?
I was confused, but this lady reminded me of something. Mr. Petty, could you give an update on the credit union status in the legislature right now?
So there's a House bill and a Senate bill about letting credit unions be public depositories, which they are currently not. We've talked about it for probably 20 years now or better. It has passed some of the House committees, waiting for the next Senate committees. Thomas spoke and asked me and Mr. Taylor, Superintendent Calhoun, to speak. We did. It passed those committees. We're waiting on the House subcommittee to meet, and we told him we'd go back and do that same little spiel again. But it's getting some traction. Sometimes with legislation, you've seen it with term limits. They know they may not can get it this year, but they start the process. And y'all have been doing this long enough, I think that's kind of been this, and this is not the first year they've attempted to do that, but it's the first year it's starting to get some real traction. Term limits, board members, y'all, it's 8 years now. They're doing the same thing for county commissioners. They're working on them hard, and I probably would wager it's going to pass this year. 8 years for, it's fair. If you're going to do one for one, it probably ought to be. I just think that communities, especially rural communities, let the people decide who they want in leadership. You know, but there's a, that's my personal opinion, but there, that's a real push. So they started term limit talk with school board members in the early 2000s. That's how long it took. So I don't know that it'll pass. I would love to see us, y'all have an option. That was my words verbatim, is I'd like to see our school board have an option of where they'd like to bank. And so we'll see. We'll see.
Thank you, buddy. Mr. Booth?
Well, I want to say thank you, Ricky. You know how much it means to you, Superintendent Petty, and the principals and all the teachers, and everybody has a hand in keeping our schools safe and to pass uniformly with no incidents. That means a lot. I mean, it shows you put some heart and soul in the care of our children and teachers. Kevin, I appreciate all the work you're doing on getting these subs filled. It's not just a Liberty County problem, it's an everywhere problem. And it's hard to find anything when everywhere's having the same problem. So good job working this up. And I'm sure Superintendent Pitt will get with you on that $85 and all. We'll all get that squared away. But I thank y'all for what you do. That's all I heard.
Moving on to 13, closing comments. We don't have any. Next item 14, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore. Meeting now adjourned.